Hello and welcome. I'm Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure. The Salesians of Don Bosco are holding a series of study days at their Rome Generalate to assess the Salesian presence among Muslims and determine areas for action. The study sessions, organized jointly by the missions departments of the SDB and the FMA, began Monday and run through Saturday, August 4th, and follow similar initiatives carried out in the past. Well, Father Vaclav Clement, Salesian counselor for the missions, says about 30 provinces are in daily contact with young Muslims today, and the Salesians are seeing an increasing trend in the same direction in European provinces. He spoke to me about the study days and some of the challenges facing Salesians in the Muslim world.
We are here in Rome now with 50 Salesians, fathers, sisters, and brothers from about 30 countries who are working amongst the Muslims. It's the third meeting of this kind in our Salesian history. Last was just before 9/11. And now we are here to find a way how to be really prophetic presently among the Muslims in four areas which we are dividing this on the working level, these study days. Salesians from Europe, this is the first group, probably the most interesting because they don't know what to do. The second group is from Middle East, North Africa, and the Gulf. There is not heterogeneity, but anyway, there is some common points. Third group is from Sub-Saharan Africa, and this is probably the most fast-growing also Salesian presence in the world. And the last group would be South and East Asia. So we work together, but when we split into the smaller groups for sharing, we split into these four areas. And we are here for 5 days, try to bring to the 30 provinces around the world who have significant majority of Muslims together to bring some more wisdom how to be more present as prophets among the Muslims. For us Salesians, we are organized on the world level in 90 provinces, and the Middle East province for us means 7 countries, but the headquarters is in Bethlehem in Holy Land. And Father Pier Giorgio Zanazza is residing in Holy Land. So as a counselor for the missions, I did visit in past 4.5 years about 80 countries, and many of them, of course, have very meaningful presence of the Salesians among the Muslims. So we have also probably a few hundreds of Salesians born in Christian communities which are really immersed among the Muslims. We have already the first Arab provincial of the Middle East is born in Syria. Now, on the practical level of schools, youth centers, different educational institutions, even in Europe, we have, I would say, a few hundreds of them which have at least 50% of Muslims among our youth. But this is the good news. The bad news is we are not really much prepared on reflection and on deepen our quality of education service and of testifying the gospel to them.
What are some of those challenges that you're seeing? Education mm-hmm. was also a very big part of what many of the bishops spoke about mm-hmm. during the synod.
I believe the first challenge is the Salesian itself, himself, no? Because definitely one of the things we would like to find in these study days is the spirituality of those who are present among the Muslims, because it's probably more demanding than to stay in other contexts. But it's bringing up, if you say challenges, for us it's an opportunity to make grow first our faith, to give more quality witness, and probably speak in the language of the witness, which the other side can understand. And this is the way of study.
What challenges does teaching a Muslim present in a Catholic or a Christian context?
Well, I believe first is to understand the difference between two religions, and we should be sincere and honest that we are not really much knowledgeable. We have very few Salesians who are well prepared in this field. Probably just 2-3 people in the Middle East province and in the other 29 provinces who has the Muslims, we have almost zero knowledge, no?
Just very few. Of Islam, you mean?
Of Islam mm-hmm. and of the Islamic culture, languages, philosophy as well. Even those who are born, for example, in Pakistan, they got years of Islamic studies in the school, but they should probably have some process on the Christian side, really how to make the bridge and be more empathic from inside, from their side, no?
So are you suggesting that the Salesians, especially those who work in education, mm-hmm. should study in some way Islam.
For sure. We brought three external speakers to these meetings, and all three of them are professors at the PSAI Pontifical Institution in Rome, which is the top of the Catholic Church. Actually, yesterday we had the new secretary of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Father Miguel Asuyo from Spain. Today we have Professor Zanini, tomorrow we have Father Bormans. So those really top heavyweights on the world stage are helping us to get more taste and probably even more practical commitment and the level of study and reflection.
What do you hope people will be taking home with them from after these study days?
Well, definitely sharing the personal experience and so-called good practices is for us Salesians the first way of approach. And the plenty of was shared through the homilies, through the group sharing, and in the non-formal way. We hope at least to get one small booklet for the Salesians worldwide to get some essence of this meeting to go across. We work in three languages, French, English, and Italian. And of course, on the level of the government, we would like to address very short operative guidelines for the provincials who are in charge to help these 30 provinces to be really more open and more knowledgeable about Muslim-Christian relations. Every month, we send to all Salesian communities worldwide a small leaflet which is called Caliero 11. And this month, Caliero 11. Caliero is the first Salesian missionary who was sent by Don Bosco 130 years ago. 11 is the date when he was sent. So for us, 11 of each month is just the date we pray for the missionaries. And this month, the title of this one page is called Salesian Muslim, Muslim Salesian. And it is coming actually from Cairo, from the Middle East, when one Hamdi, one of our past pupils, is a very good friend of the speaker of today, of Professor Zanini. And it is probably the top of the iceberg which we call Salesian education of the Muslim youth. He remains very strongly rooted in his beliefs, but is very much open to the Christianity after 8 years studying in our school. And we have many of these past pupils of our education institutions who are making the bridge between the two religions.